Blog Talk Radio.
Say shout out to my famo champ, man.
Real soldier.
Say, you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig?
It's hot on the radio, man. Say, you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig? Chop, chop, chop on the radio.
319-527-6057, doing live shows.
Who really jerking?
Who really jerking?
Who really jerking?
You now tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig? You chop on the radio. Who really jerking?
100K or no way. Who really jerking? Say you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet. You did.
Chop on the radio.
Chop on the radio.
Absolutely no blew up.
None at all. Who really jerking?
Thank you to all you jerkaholics for taking the time out to call in or hit that link for the online listening.
You tuned in
to your number one jerk portal on the internet.
You need
Chop on the Radio.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy the show. Tell them don't be scared.
The door is always open. Won't you come?
Chop on the radio. Absolutely no blow up.
None at all. Who really jerking?
Welcome all you jerkaholics out there. This is the Mr. King 1033. See, that's me. You dig? We getting ready to get it jerking tonight. This is Chop on It Radio Network 2 Jerking 26. That's right, man. We already at 26. Hey, it's going down. If you're online and you want to call in and speak, man, you want to pull up and pop your top, come do it. 319-527-6057. You can get it in. We got some fire music, man. We got a hot chop top, topic talk for y'all. Y'all know the jerking on the 100K, a strictly no blow up zone. Let's have some fun. Enjoy the show. I'm about to hit you with a jerking four piece, man. This four piece right here, man, you can't get this at no chicken restaurant out there, you dig? Let's quack.
Yeah.
Quack was actually a duck. So I guess we got to say, what? What'd you do? What noise a chicken make? Because what the hell is a chicken? What do you call that? What do you call the noise that a chicken makes? I don't know. But this four piece is better than that. Let's get it.
Yeah,
baby. Yeah. Run it up, arm go crazy.
When I get the cheese, I'ma slice it up. When I get the cup, I'ma double up. When I get the bag, I'ma roll it up. I'ma show you young niggas how to run it up. Applying pressure. When I get the bag, I'ma roll it up. I'ma show you young niggas how to run it up. Applying pressure.
Gang, then I'm running up, and I gotta hit a milli, so I run it up. Big bags of a cup, and I'm pouring up, and I only blow pressure when I'm rolling up. Talk shit, won't smoke, and I'm pulling up. Got your whole clique pop, trying to act up, and I'm rolling with some killers, they ain't giving up. Don't fuck with no lames, only blue blood. Moving way across the state in a dump truck. Break it down, double up, till I get enough. Second cash in the bag, till I run it up. 380 on my hip, but the time is up. Now we riding through your hood, we don't give a fuck. Cause it's levels to this shit, gotta boss up. They trying to make it out the game, it's a toss up. Play the game, try to win, but you lost, bruh. Stop playing.
When I get the cheese, I'ma slice it up. When I get the cup, I'ma double up. When I get the bag, I'ma roll it up. I'ma show you young niggas how to run it up. Apply.
slice it up.
Yeah.
When I get the cup, I'ma double up.
Yeah.
When I get the bag, I'ma roll it up. I'ma show you young niggas how to run it up. Applying pressure. Applying pressure.
Had to get in the lab just to mix this shit. Cause it's been a minute since I've been this lit. Ain't pressed by no niggas, don't care about no bitch. When pressure supplies, you niggas turn snitch. And I gotta watch out cause the opt out. Put the pistol to his head and he let the drop out. Said it's only two niggas posted at the stash house. So we ran up in the spot, gotta bring the cash out. And I go hard, I can do this shit for days. I'm getting cash different ways, I gotta stay paid. Can't take my eyes off these snakes. If I do, it's venom, I take it. And it's my time, we know you lost what you tried. I'm finally taking what's mine, I stay on my grind. How you get mad about mine? Fuck niggas be wasting my time. The pressure supply.
Yeah, yeah.
The pressure supply.
I like to see you walking with them boys, so hard stone. Take it to the pain, now I'm ducking like LeBron. To get you in my bedroom, girl, it's my mission. First you climb on top of me and then we switch positions.
Sugar thing, what it do? I'm tryna see if you wanna come through.
A rosé rendezvous.
A rosé rendezvous. Got a bottle right here with me. And if you're trying to come through, just hit me.
A rosé rendezvous.
A rosé rendezvous.
If sex was a sport, girl, we'll be on SPN. Body tripping sweat as we're slowly losing oxygen. Don't bend it over, let me smack you on that ass again. Sex so good that she went and told all her friends. Way I gave it to her last night on my mattress. Head so good, she sucked me like a porno actress. Face like data fire, ass like Cherokee. By the time I'm done, best believe you gon' remember me. Beat it up so bad, girl, you gon' need insurance. Push with the rosé, you know how we do it. Little faces you make every time I be smashing. Like Tupac, I get my ass that thug passion.
Sugar thing, what it do? I'm tryna see if you wanna come through. Oh, a rosé rendezvous. A rosé rendezvous. Got a bottle right with me. And if you tryna come through, just
welcome back to the show, man. Hey, that hot four right there. Ooh, wee, man. Big shots out, man. Big shots out. Hey, that Rosé Rendezvous to top it off with Mr. Tip. Man, y'all make sure y'all go show Mr. Tip some love, man. Big shots out to everybody, man, in that. We got a good show, man. We got some topics, man, we're going to touch on as well. We got some more music we're going to play out there. We're going to get it jerky, man. But just real quick, man, we got to touch on this, man. And this is from TotallyTheBomb.com. You dig? They say the NFL asked Snoop Dogg not to show his affiliation during the Super Bowl, and he did it anyway. The more I said talking about the halftime show, man, everybody been talking right about it, right? For starters, Eminem was caught kneeling and was asked not to. You dig? This is something they talking about. Now everybody is talking about how the NFL asked Snoop Dogg not to show his affiliation during the Super Bowl, and he did that anyway. In case you wanted, Snoop Dogg is a member of the infamous, you know, what he is, maybe since he was a teenager, you know what I mean? And because of that, the NFL had to ask him to not show his affiliation. This meant that Snoop was not to wear a blue bandana, flash the Crip Gang sign, or even Crip Walk. But he did all those things during the Super Bowl halftime show. And it says Snoop Dogg was asked not to show his affiliation and wore a blue bandana shirt and Crip Walk all over the stage. Eminem was asked not to kneel and kneel. Dre was asked not to say still not loving police and said it. Right? Snoop wore a blue bandana outfit, flash security sign. At the end of the show, even Crip walked several times. And people are all over saying that without these things, it wouldn't have been the Snoop they grew up with. Like, what is a Snoop performance without the Crip walk, man? Come on. According to the Puck story, the league apparently didn't want its premier event to turn into a divisive culture war moment. So what do you think? Did these performers do wrong doing all the things the NFL asked them not to do? They asked Dr. Dre not to say certain lyrics during the show, the halftime show. They don't care because they are racist, especially Snoop, is what one comment said. This is crazy, man. Some of the things that's going on out there, man, and people are saying over this halftime show, it is crazy. It's crazy, man. That's why you got to stay, you know, man, keep doing your thing, man. Stay on top of your game, man. Keep your guard up. You know what I mean? Keep your guard up because people going to run with it any way they feel like it, man. Any way that they feel like they can run with it, they going to run with it. And that can happen also in your personal life. You might be going, it might not be on a massive scale as Snoop and what that is, but you might be going through something in your own personal life. You know what I'm saying? And people might be able to run with it this way or run with it that way. Come on, man. You dig? But salute, man, to everybody out there that's trying to push the issue. You know, we're here on a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday, man, and I know, man, the least favorite day of the week just passed, man, but we got through it. We got through it, man. We got through it. We got through it, and we here. So that's a big thing. All right. Also, man, y'all know, I know a lot of y'all, you know, some of y'all don't pay attention to some of the things that's going on in the government, man. Hey, y'all got to start peeping that out, man. Y'all got to start checking that shit out because it's a lot of things that's going on, man, that involves you, the things around you and your people and a lot of things that's going on in this country. And a lot of people have lack of knowledge on that, man. So you got to start paying attention to that. They're going to always be able to keep you in that loop. You know what I mean? As long as they can keep you in that loop, man, it's good. They ain't going to worry about you. Why they ain't going to worry about you? Because you ain't pushing the issue against what they are trying to put out there. You see what I'm saying? When you try to push the issue or when you start pushing the issue against what they trying to put out there, that's when they start fearing you. That's when you become a threat. That's when you become powerful. That's when your voice becomes bigger than the person that doesn't. You dig? People that go along with the system, yeah, they can also prevail. They can also progress too, right? But we all know going along with the system and going along with the powers of be ain't really for us, and it ain't how it meant to be. It ain't how it meant to be. So big shouts out to everybody that's standing up, man. For everybody that's standing up and speaking, using their voice, using their gifts, or whatever it is, man, to contribute to this world in whatever way you think they can, man, or whatever way they using it for. Big shouts out to all of them, man. I ain't knocking nobody. We going to get off into this doping situation, man, with athletes as well. I'm going to touch on that too, man, and a couple other things right here on 2 Jerking 26. Let's jerk this mother up.
Back from New Atlanta in a Fleetwood land. I just saw them niggas get the pussies on their back. Coming back from New Atlanta in a Fleetwood land. I just heard them niggas get the pussies on their back. Coming back from New Atlanta in a Fleetwood land. I just heard them niggas get the pussies on their back. Coming back from New Atlanta in a Fleetwood land. I just heard them niggas get the pussies on their back. Coming back from New Atlanta in a Fleetwood land.
Selling push on the street cause I got beat. Fucking nuts coming back from the cliff, making moves for stead. Had $1 million combo trying to stack me some bread. Kept it on the east side with the bang in my trunk. You ain't heard pussy nigga, I'm the man in the funk. Riding with street bouts, cut them niggas officials. Get the popping every bunk, I hit your ass with a pistol. In the strip club, bitches shaking ass and titties. I'm in love with the game until the streets I permitted. Smoking push with your bitch, eating lobster and steak. You can tell I'm Texas made when you look at my plate.
Coming back from New Atlanta in a Fleetwood land. I just heard a nigga get the put the seed on their back. Coming back from New Atlanta in a Fleetwood land. I just heard a nigga get the put the seed on their back. Coming back from New Atlanta in a Fleetwood land. I just heard a nigga get the put the seed on their back. Coming back from New Atlanta in a Fleetwood land. I just heard a nigga get the put the seed on their back.
Like Pimp C said, I'm a trill nigga. I would pull her every day and not heal, figure. If you a broke ass bitch, I can't deal with you. But if I get money, I can chill with you. Guess my own A20, switching lane to lane. You can tell I'm bossed up by the diamonds in my chain. Coming back from the hood and the green 300. I done sure them niggas get to put the smoke in the lung. More bow to the ounce, cut the cush to shit. I done made 400 off an ounce of this bitch. In the studio with Finn, man, I wish I could stay. R.I.P. to Eminem, cause we got money to make.
Coming back from New Atlanta in a Fleetwood land. I just heard a nigga get the put the seed on their back. Coming back from New Atlanta in a Fleetwood land. I just heard a nigga get the put the seed on their back. Coming back from New Atlanta in a Fleetwood land. I just heard a nigga get the put the seed on their back. Coming back from New Atlanta in a Fleetwood land. I just heard a nigga get the put the seed on their back.
Thank you. Yeah. You don't wanna see us ball now, and you hoping that we fall off, yeah. You used to be my top dog, yeah. Now I ain't got you in my collar, no. All this time we've been patient, yeah. A long time we've been waiting, yeah. Now we hoping they can't take it, yeah. I see the head on in their faces, yeah. You don't wanna see us win, no. Why you acting like we can't fall, yeah? You ain't never like my shit, no. That's why I'm laughing from the window, yeah. Gotta be real, stay 10 toes, yeah. Or they gon' see through your ammo, yeah. We keep the magazines like info, yeah. You can get pie like a Mentos, yeah. You might need a pistol, yeah. Or maybe some missiles, yeah. In my collar, no. All this time we've been patient, yeah. A long time we've been waiting, yeah. Now we hoping they can't take it, yeah.
Saturday Life, Lucchese and Knox Barn with that fake love, man. We got some more slappers for you, man. Let's check in, man. Let's check in with somebody. Let's go with 2242. Last four digits, 2242. Welcome to Top On the Radio, 2 Jerky 26. I'm the Mister. Who we got?
Man, it's Junior Adams.
I already know what's good with you, bro.
Man, just getting off work, headed to the house. Figure out, check in, see how man. Y'all doing.
Man, we sitting here jerking, man, getting ready to get into a couple more songs, man, and then I got some topics to touch on, man. Glad you're checking in, bro. Appreciate you. You already know much love with us, man.
Yes, sir. Same back to you.
Yeah, man, I got to holler at you anyway, too, man, on that turkey, man. I mean, on that deer meat, man. I let my pops try some. Man, hey, he love it, man.
Well, holler at me. We'll get together this weekend.
Man, I got you, man. Sit back, bro, man. Enjoy the show. Get ready to put on a few songs, man. And I got some topping to do, man. But appreciate you, bro, for checking in with us, man.
Yes, sir.
Already, man, that's my bro, man. Y'all already know, man. That's what I'm talking about, though. When I really say that, man, like, we really mean that. Like, it just has gonna go, and it's gonna be for life, man. Hey, if you ain't got one, man, I advise you to get you some. Get you one. Get you a friend, man. Get you a buddy. Get you a brother, man. Get you one, man. There's a lot of people out here, man, that do push people away and these type of things and you know, state of themselves. Man, it's cool. You can learn a lot. You can be motivated. You can be inspired, man, by your brothers, man. You can be inspired by them, not to where you feeling like envious or jealousy or anything like that. No, man, seeing them accomplish things, seeing they families happy, just all the good stuff like that can also motivate and inspire you. Sometimes, man, that might be all you really need. You know what I mean? Social media ain't gonna give it to you like that. You know what I mean? You can watch all you want to. You can do all of that, man. Sometimes somebody real, a brother like that, man, just to even check in, what you say, like bro just did, something like that for you might just be all what you need in your life, man. But you could be looking for it in the wrong places, and we do that. We often do that a lot of times, man. But we're gonna get into some of this music y'all already know. Right here on Chop on the Radio, baby, 2 Jerky. Let's go.
Took a little time, you still tryna be mine. But baby girl, it's not so great. Every single feeling was a lie. Thought you was gon' ride, but baby girl, that's not your place. Then you tried to fake a little smile, you held it for a while. But baby girl, that's not your face. The other nigga really did you wrong. Now you can't leave me alone, because he did you not so great. I know you hate the fact that I ain't coming back yet. Running backwards cause you don't know the half yet. Could've been a good friend, all she do is half dead. All she do is smoke weed, blowing on her own trees. Doing what she doing, but she always do her own thing. Everybody know you, but you told me you was low-key. Feeling what I'm feeling, I was tripping over old dreams. Sipping what I'm sipping, trying to feel just like the old me. Back in the day you was a best friend. Going through that drama made you less than. I can't even stress about you no more, cause you stepped for the best. You regret everything that's in your head, man. I don't even understand just what the hell we stand at. You hit me on the ground like, ayo, sire, where you been at? Funny how you really thought a DM get a text back. Mute you then delete it, it's way better to forget that. No need for no apologies, obviously I forgive that. But all the times you rocking me, shawty cannot be near. Yellow shawty keep on calling me, probably because she missed that. I don't wanna honor me, calling me is a bit rash. Broken hearts and overkill. Baby, I don't know the drill. Numbers I don't overcame. Feelings I don't know that's real. Talented at loving you, but gifted when I'm over here. Saying that you fuck with me, but you ain't in your show for real. You ain't never show out how I show out for you. You ain't never go out how I go out for you. I know what you saying when it come out, excuse. Your love is confused, explosion diffused. You cannot take it, so you change the rules. Since you cannot change, why don't you change your views. A certain perspective could cause you to lose, like that chance that I took when I took that on you, baby. Could have been the queen, but you done pushed away the throne. All you really talk about is how I did you wrong. I can still hear the shattered glass broken on the floor. Can't believe that was us, but us is no more. Maybe if we took a little time, you still trying to be mine. But baby girl, it's not so great. Every single feeling was a lie. Thought you was on right, but baby girl, that's not your place. Then you tried to fake a little smile, you held it for a while. But baby girl, that's not your face. The other nigga really did you wrong. Now you can't leave me alone, because he did you not so great. I know you hate the fact that I ain't coming back yet. I ain't running back with this joint on the half yet. Could've been a good friend, all she do is ask this. All she do is smoke weed, blowing on her own dreams. Doing what she doing, but she always do her own thing. Everybody know you, but you told me you was low-key. Feeling what I'm feeling, I was tripping over old dreams. Sipping what I'm sipping, trying to feel just like the old me.
Baby, tell me why you do this to me now. I was trying to go and lay you down. Pick you up and we be going now. Loving all yours.
Like steak, cause I had too much on my plate. Or did you really just relate to everything I had to say? These bitches tryna play. I was hoping you were different. I was talking, girl, you listen. Shorty, when we got to kissing, damn, I miss it. It's conflicted, did you get it? Now I'm stuck here reminiscing about all the times you were missing. And it's hard for me to finish. Kinda like a period ending without a sentence. Let me show you how my type is. Argue for a test to prove you don't know what a wife is. Thought you wanna smoke, but damn, she don't know how to light it. And now this bitch my ex. And I know that she don't like it. I'm a pilot to fly a sky, and I ain't touched the sky yet. Want me to wait, but she ain't fitting.
Nigga, Lil D, nigga. Hey, nigga, I know Candace in there, man. Hey,
Candace, Candace,
the yellow one. I know she in there. Tell my bitch to come here.
Yeah, what's up, player?
Nah, I'm looking for Candace. My Candace.
What she look like? Cause
the yellow bitch with the lime stilettos. I bought the bitch. You know who I'm talking about, nigga.
Hold on, no. Point her out. Point her out.
Nigga, that bitch right there. What you hiding for, bitch?
Shit, that's your hoe?
Yes, that's the...
Well, look here, player.
Nigga, what is your name?
They call me Red.
Red?
Red. Look here, player.
Well, this bitch ass finna be red if she don't get out of here right now.
I understand that's your bitch, but look here, partner had a show tonight, and these are what we call groupies.
There's
six of them in here.
Bitch, I'ma beat your motherfucking ass.
Hey, your girl's a groupie, player. Look here, player. Look, listen to me, player, because you're coming up here like you want to start some shit, and this ain't what you want. I'm going to tell you what. I got a church bus coming by here in the morning. It's going to drop all these hoes off where they go while I catch my flight. That's just how it's going to go. What's your name, player?
Nigga, this D. Nigga,
look here. You can come in if you want. Have a seat. Have a drink. For 10 minutes, then you got to go. I take, because I got 6 more hours in this room, and it's got to go. What's her name?
Candace, the bitch.
Well, I'm going to fuck her first, player. I'm going to fuck her first, and as a matter of fact, she can ride with you. Wait outside after you finish your drink, if you would, please, player.
You know what? Keep that bitch. I'm sorry for bothering you, man.
Ain't that a bitch?
Bass. Yeah, nigga, whatever. Yeah, bitch, whatever. Yeah, I am. I never let my niggas down. Nah, I never put them choppers down. Hit your bitch when I come in town. She ain't never let a nigga down.
All 10 standing firm with it. Supreme bag, keep the work in it. Good gas, hella turps in it. Run the race, we ain't never finished.
Blog, put a nigga business out. Knock him down, now switch him out. I got ops I don't know about. Stand on business, we don't talk about.
Drill team playing games now. Patch a call in from Panama. Up the price if the number's high. M tickets, we ain't getting by.
We do real numbers, real shelf. Benny Hunters, I take a nigga under. Watch 300, these the new Yeezy before they drop, yeah. Call them Dunders. Jay say I got the thunder. Pray to God for the runners. Whole pandemic, all I seen was snow. It's like I missed the summer. Put it on my mama. Yo, got it, he a Hall of Famer drug dealer. Yo, got it, he be running around real killers. Hush gang, he ain't front no fuck niggas. Big step, we'll stun on you little niggas. Niggas say they slang, nobody dying though. Oh, your network in the four, but what would they lying for? Yeah, go dollar for dollar, shotter for shotter. We can go thotty for thotty. I'm scholarship guided. You gave a bitch a Birkin, I just gave her some knowledge.
Yeah. Put the game on the brain, set her down on the plane. My stewardess got the flame, she fine, smart, not a lame. Took a chance on the mic, then hopped in the Lambo and flew through the night. Chasing that bag, I'm just trying to get right. Got it co-signing, you niggas gon' bite. Big mad, I don't feel you. Pressure applied, I don't weak for the willing. Something go bang, I've been at home chilling. Quarantine sex, getting sexual healing. Posted up in my old hood, showing love, yeah, it's all good. Deaf ears, what you talking about? That 5'7", make him walk it out. Understand me when I tell you.
I'm knocking all my ops at the field. Young nigga sick, young nigga ill. All of my niggas, you name it. Just ballin' to DC, you name it. I gave him the pack and he tanked it. 25 paints and he drank it. Just showed her my count and she fainted. Showed him the plug and he thanked me. Hey, got it, you low, you jankin'. Lil' bitch just post me, brainless. Rolls Royce, stainless. Made my neighborhood famous. Ridge Crest for tourists. Hey, why your jewelry blurry? All my jewelry flawless. All my niggas thoughtless. None of my niggas sanctified, but they be throwing crosses. All my forges all set. All my diamonds battery set. Them my little series, I stamped it. My bitch like the same sex, yeah. I see the same niggas doing the same shit every day. Different nigga, yeah, I had to go and make a way. Any day, it's another $1 million play. It's like 70 mil now, another 100 on the way.
Trying to get in your wall, slow stroking, but I can make you come, baby.
Yeah.
You tell a friend to tell a friend to tell me all the freaky things that you say you wanna do to me.
Come on.
I'ma stumble in, gone off some gin. Hit it once, you get it back, rock hard, and I'ma fuck again.
Yeah.
What's your favorite position? Tell me.
1, 2, 3,
baby, tell me when you ready.
You ready?
We can take it from the car. I be fucking like a porn star. Lights, camera, action, I go far. I mean long,
girl, you hear the hook on the song.
Now turn around while I slowly remove your thong.
Yeah.
Then I grab on your ankles and give it to you. Bust 3 times and I still ain't finished with you. Post up and do what a player do. Leave and don't get a dick to you for a week or two. Like Clyde, say,
yeah.
I can do this all night, little mama, you feel me? Wrap your hair, or shit, you can leave it down. I'ma fuck it up, either way, cause it's going down. Put my hands on your shoulders, and hit it hard. Knock your socks off your feet, you want me in it all week. I got a girl, you got a nigga, but they don't know. Evidence all in my room, she overlook it though. No chains, no whips, no handcuffs. Yeah, we can do it rough, you ain't gotta call my bluff. Spread your legs, let me kiss it, then get it wet. Put a rubber on and I'ma give you this dope shit.
Hey, who? For real?
shit, I'm on my way. Alright,
I know she beating for me.
What?
She left a message on my cell and said her panties soaking wet. And she need my help. I hit her back. I said, you know it's on, right? Only she want it from the back. Get ready for a long night. Fuck the phone, I'm on my way, I'm gone. I'm at your doorstep with dope deck like a phone.
Hi.
You lookin' sexy than a motherfucker, so fine. Sex is a weapon and it's right like left side. I get the kissing on your neck, on your left side. Slide my way down to your right, then your left side. I got you wet now, hotter than heck,
wow.
Get on the couch and keep your head down. Ass up, ass up, fucking like we wrapped up. That's up, I slap you, you scratch me. I've had you, you've had me. And that's a fact, girl. That ass is called crashes. I'm just trying to be like traffic and hit it from the back, baby.
Too good. We got a long way to go, man. I'm just trying to sauce y'all up, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Shit. I mean, like, fuck it. I'ma just take this shit over them.
Vibes, you need this?
Of course. Underdog in my town, one night, you be gone.
Yeah.
Used to riches, bad bitches,
hey.
Fake niggas get Armstrong.
Yeah.
3-point, star shooter,
hey.
Hawk sent me no Atlanta. About to cop this new Patek,
yeah.
And my bitch want that new Birkin. I'm with the stars, dog,
yeah.
Just looking the rage, dog.
Look
off the drip, bitch, slip, that's the kill, call the coroner. I'm from the bottom,
hey.
Too many losses.
Yeah.
Now I'm up, fill my cup, grab my nuts, I deserve it.
Okay.
You know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga, you know the vibe. Don't make them guys have to slide.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe. You know the pinky lip done shit, well equipped, niggas know the vibe I'm on. Stretch 600, bumpin' bad bunny with a bad bunny hoe. I know you want me to rain on you. I'm just tryna see what you and your friends gon' do. Cause I need a model, show me attention. Look, I'm enough, double your cup when you under my sanction. Cause I got the gang out. Watch the mansion,
nah.
You know we outside, watch how you slide.
What?
Niggas ain't dancing, cause you know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the
vibe.
We outside, nigga,
outside.
You know the vibe. To make them guys have to slide. You know the vibe.
You know the
vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
Of course.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe.
It's Bubba Uno, so you know it's lit.
No, you don't love me, say the word and I be up out your face. No, I've been chillin', I've been coolin', I just stay out the way. No, I ain't fuckin' with wholesome, I can't tolerate. And I'ma grind until we if I'ma just pick up the pace. Love when I'm high so I can keep in my reality. They ain't doing nothing, how they gon' expect to be passing me? I'm loving that feeling every time I see that they blessin'. And all these niggas be capping, might as well say they on a cat. No, I ain't looking for relations, cause I'm knowing they gon' break me. And I'ma make sure all these niggas know my name before they take me.
I guess it's fine what you're doing, I'm getting to it, they gon' hate me now.
I'm facing the music from all this shit, but it won't weigh me down. You went from hating, now you copy.
Them niggas said what they said about my music, it ain't stopping.
No, I ain't do nothing to you. You make excuses, now you blocking.
And
me.
I'ma blow up in a hot degree.
Star, but yeah, I'm about
that
to
nigga be. Say he gon' kill me, but you know and he ain't a killer.
Shout out to Saucy and Baby Krillin, you knowin' that my nigga.
Niggas be scrolling through their phone, see my Twitter, it's saying real.
Fuck your relation, ain't no hell.
Think I done came across a drill.
They see I'm doing my shit, so I'm knowing these niggas mad.
He tried to wipe out the click, but he feeling low with some man.
I had to grind for this shit, I ain't even asked for no hand.
And I ain't listen what you say.
Now you laugh, but you a fan.
No, you don't let me say the word, and I be up out your face.
No, I've been chillin', I've been coolin', I just stay out through it.
No, I ain't fucking with hoes, some I can't tolerate.
And I'ma grind until we if I'ma just pick up the pace.
This for my niggas, hold me down, I'ma keep grinding.
Don't gotta worry about nothing soon as we shine
no more.
Who best believe I never bought no bitch, no diamond.
Any niggas say they wanna with me, you know I ain't high.
I went too far, no I ain't turning.
You do me bad, I gotta learn.
Keep going up while you keep burning.
We all did wrong, but we ain't coming.
The niggas you doing, man, that shit be
get your problems, but I get you.
Like my lyrics need it written
you
down.
You at your lowest, I'ma stick around.
You say you leaving, it ain't hurting me. You ain't ever had to put my heart in surgery. And bitch, I'm running from 12, they never searching me. Yeah, I really hope my niggas never murder me. I seen them hoes and yeah, I know how it was.
Said we some bitches, but that nigga never show none of.
I'm my own person, no, I never try to act like a thug.
He robbed my nigga, I'ma get him till that bitch give it up.
I can put my life before theirs, but they still wouldn't care.
Say what you want, but you can't say I want that.
So all my bros know it ain't nothing that a nigga won't share.
No, I ain't mean no waste your time, I just wanna clear the air.
No, you don't let me say the word and I be up out your face.
No, I've been chillin', I've been coolin', I just stay out through it.
No, I ain't fucking with hoes, some I can't tolerate.
And I'ma grind until we if I'ma just pick up the pace.
Big Shots at Lil Glocka right there, man. Big Shots at Branch Off Records, man. Y'all already know how it go, man. I feel like giving y'all another one, man, because it's just so much jerking in the air, man. So much jerking in the universe, man. So much jerking in the energy you did. And that's what it is, man. And that's how it should be. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of people, man, been on this whole doping situation with the athletes and things like that. You know, I know this has been going down, so. We're going to touch on it a little bit, Ben, but let's check in. Let's check in real quick. Let's go. Last 4 digits, 8452. Welcome to the show. We got.
Man, you already know who it is. The Schooler. Branch Off Records is in the building. Famo.
Schooler. Famo already know what's going down with you, man. How life been?
Man, life is crazy right now, man. It's good, man. It's good. Everything's good. Everything's positive.
Up.
You know what I mean? Everybody moving forward. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Famo, you know we talked. I'm glad you called in. Dig this. You know, we been on the radio several times, man. And, you know, we done talked about several things, man, in the past, right? But right before, coming into this year, coming into 2022, you know, we was talking about a lot of stuff, man, moving forward, pushing forward, just doing certain things and you know what I mean, all of that good stuff. And right now when you sit back and look at it, you like, man, whoever them planted them seeds, man, a lot of people they seeds is coming into fruition, man.
Yeah, man, I mean,
if you didn't plant them seeds though.
Man, I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just playing my position, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't overseeing nothing, and I ain't making no noise. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting everybody a part of the movement. So, you know, man, that's how it works.
There it is, man. And I tell people, man, that energy, man, you put that energy out there. And when you really do stuff for the heart, man, You know what I mean? Just keep grinding, man. Just keep pushing, keep grinding, keep giving it your all, and do straight up and down business, man. Be straight up and down. Be 100K and no blow up. And things will work out for you. You never know. Like I said, we rush things, man. We want things to happen right now, here and now. You know what I'm saying? And it might not be the time for that blessing yet. It might not be, you know what I mean, right now. Might not be prepared enough for that blessing right now. So when it do come, you just got to be prepared for when that blessing do come and when them things do start coming. Just be prepared. And just know that it might not come in the form of $1 million, but it can have come in a form of exactly how you got that $1 million and you'll feel. It can come in another way, man. It ain't got nothing to do with money, and give you that same type of feeling, that same type of elevation and motivation and inspiration. But you got to open your eyes and pay attention to it. You feel me? I feel like a lot of people, man, do have these moments in their life that tells them to go, tells them to push. You know what I mean? Tells them, okay, do that. Okay, invest more. Go with it. And then they, you know, because of self-doubt and these type of things, they don't jump on it when they feel them. Have you ever had that to you or even heard of people going through that?
Man, I can speak from experience, man, because, you know, I got, you know, 3-4 businesses that I'm running. You know what I mean? And I have doubt in my mind every day. You know what I mean? Because all these businesses, they cost me lots of money every day. And a lot, some of them, you know, I don't make a lot of money on. You know what I mean? I don't, you know, I think to myself sometimes, you know, why do I even do it? You know what I mean? But the ones that don't make me money is the ones that I love the most. You know what I mean? So, you know, but I would tell anybody out there, not just in the music industry, but as being like an entrepreneur, you got to take control of your own destiny, take control of your own situation. You know what I mean? And fear is going to be there. Of course we're going to be there. You know what I mean? Because you can always, you know, get your shit together and go find your job and work for somebody else and make them successful off the strength of you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? But me and my camp, we like, nah, we, you know what I mean? We got enough energy and enough want to go get it together. You know what I mean? Where we're going to, you know, we keep doing what we're doing. You know what I mean? But the first thing is, for everybody out there that's listening, the first thing is, when you get an idea, if you don't take action, then, you know,
man,
you're wasting your time. You know what I mean? You got to take action. Man. You got to take action.
Gotta take action, man. And that's what I be trying to, you know what I mean, be an inspiration for, man. I'm not going to say, like, I be telling nobody, but I be trying to be an inspiration for that and the motivation. And I tell people, I'm one of the most humblest cats you can be, that you can meet, you dig? But I'm also hungry. But when I do certain things, man, I don't do certain things to, like, you know, like, say, bragging. It's like to show people, if a person like me can do any of these things, hey, even if it's something small and I feel like it's an accomplishment or it's even cool, if a person like me, man, can do some of these things, that should let everybody in the world know that they can do it too.
Yeah.
They can do it too, man, and they can do probably bigger and better.
Because you probably feel like, you know, ain't nothing special about me. It's just this is what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, in a run of a day for me, man, let me tell you something. I have people ask me all the time, like, how the hell do you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? You know what I mean? In a run of a day.
Yeah.
And my only answer to them is, you know, cause I want to. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Whether it's good, bad,
because you want to.
Bad, fucked up, and pulling my hair out, you know, and all the other shit. It's because I really want to, and I'm really passionate about what I do. You know what I mean? I'm really passionate about Chop on the Radio, you know what I mean? Because they've been a big part of not only just, you know, playing music and all this, you know what I mean? It's part of, you know, my inspiration. You know what I'm saying? Because,
man,
like I said, you already know
that.
How we get down, fam. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Shit,
I already know.
Your
success
is my success, and my success is your success. You know what I mean? So,
straight,
you know,
like
I know I hadn't been on the show in a little while, you know what I mean? But, you know, I be ripping, running, and doing this and doing that, and you know what I mean? But I'm always tapped in. Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, you be doing what kings do, and kings got to hold it down, put that work in, make sure stuff straight, handle business, take care of responsibilities, you know what I mean? And that's what, because that's what I like, that's what I like to show as well, is because a lot of us in these lanes we in, not only do we do this, but we also have a life that a lot of people don't see, and that involves handling business, handling responsibilities, making sure things are straight, making sure people taken care of, checking on people. All of this stuff, man, people really don't see. You know what I mean? But it's going on right now. It's a lot. And then you also, big shout out Dallas Tuck T too, man. Dallas Tuck T a true one. You dig Dallas Tuck T a true one. But it's even when it comes to this stuff, man, that we do, you think about it. It's a lot that be on people's shoulders, man. It's a lot that be on people's shoulders and away from what we see and away from what we hear. You know what I mean? And when I feel like it doesn't come until sometimes when people blow up, you dig, when people hit it and then they start doing, you know, insights and interviews into them, when people really realize like, nah, this person was really, you know what I mean, holding stuff down all the way from that that we didn't even know about. But we're really trying and really doing it. You did?
Man, I've been out here for a minute. Like, I've been out here doing my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And ain't seen nowhere near the success I felt like I should or the respect that I thought that I should. You know what I'm saying? So whenever I post it, you know, I just got engaged yesterday. You know what I mean?
Man, congratulations. Fairmo, congratulations.
Yeah.
Man, beautiful step, man. You know, hey. Yeah, man, you know you blessed.
Yeah, man. So I'm checking it out, right? I'm getting, you know, we damn near at 400, you know, like 400 likes and hearts and all this, and 200-300 comments, this and that. You know what I mean? And I appreciate the love. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? But I'm thinking to myself like, but all these people know I'm a businessman. That's why all these people know me. You know what I'm saying?
Come
but none of these people, you know, man, I sell everything under the sun. They wouldn't even buy a $2 pack of paper. I'm looking at like, okay, so I know they looking. I mean, I knew they'd been looking forever. You know what I'm saying? But
right,
now it's just
right.
Like, okay, you know, now I got y'all attention. So now I know who all y'all is. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, some is really happy for me, and some is really just being nosy, and some just want to see how long it lasts before it fell. And you know how that shit go. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly.
But at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, so it's 400-500 of y'all right here up under my nose that I never see, never like nothing, never support nothing. You know what I mean? Shit, y'all out there buying book bags and paper and shoes and lawnmowers and stuff when I sell it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I sell it.
Right.
You know what I mean? My whole thing is shit. Y'all don't have to give me, y'all don't have to give us wedding presents. Just go shop at the store. You know what I'm saying?
And
like, we good
on
it.
You know what? Famo, you just did something. You just made me think about something too. I think I might have seen something like this on the internet or something. I don't know. But what you just said, man, if we business owners out here, right, and say people celebrate birthdays, wedding, you know what I mean, wedding, getting ready to weddings, these type of things, baby showers and all this type of stuff and buy gifts, you just laid it out there. What if instead of doing that, everybody go support that big, them people business? That right there, just even on that, even for that right there could do a whole lot, man. That's a good-ass idea.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, and I appreciate it. Like, because it is something I'm going to bring up on the show Thursday whenever we do the School and Hound show. Is, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Okay,
I appreciate it. I call my partner about this shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, do you see this? Do you see? I mean, we have, like, 400 likes and whatever. You know what I mean? We damn sure got 200-300 comments. You know what I'm saying, over here. You know, and this is me.
Right.
Like, I ain't, you know, man, this is me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
up.
You know, and my lady, I love her dearly, but, you know, our son is about to turn 11 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So this ain't nothing new.
Okay.
You know what I mean? This ain't nothing new that's been going on. It's been situations in between or whatever. But
y'all,
you know, I'm
working
like,
for, working towards.
Yeah, man, it's a whole crazy situation, but you know, man, I'm just like,
I'm happy for you, man. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, man, and that's why
I
always say
I meant to get with you when I seen that, man. Yeah, I meant to get at you when I seen that, but you know, these days, man, you get kind of busy. But that right there, man, it's a blessing. You know what I mean? It's a blessing, man, because, yeah, man, me, you know, being single, and man, I'm saluting that you dig every day, all day, but having that partner with you, man, that you can really trust, having that partner you can really trust, man, really ride with, really down for you, man, really ride for you and for the kids and the home front and for the future goals, man, I mean, come on, man, that's no-brainer, you dig? So I salute y'all, man. I salute y'all coming together, Femo. Much respect to that union, you dig? And when I pray, man, I'm actually going to pray protection over y'all union too, man. You know, a lot of people say, hey, man, I'm going to pray for you, but we don't never know what it is. I'm going to pray for protection over y'all unity, man, because we know what y'all doing, man, is wonderful and motivational. And we know what's, you know what I mean? We know what the world don't like. Y'all motivation, y'all inspiration, man, because it can work. With the right people, right time, whatever. Salute, Femo. I'm happy because you happy. You dig. It's something that happened in your life. You, I know you jumping for joy, so shit, I'm giddy about it too. Shit, Femo, get ready. You know what I'm saying? Get ready to get, man, come on.
But look, and the thing, because like I said on the show before, you know, man, I want people to really understand, like, the people that you think not watching, they are watching.
Yeah.
The biggest supporters are the people that you don't see. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, say we 400-500 in there.
I talk about that shit all the time.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's
so
what I've been telling people
rolling.
About the
keep
radio
going.
Show, Femo.
Keep going.
We get, you know, we're going to be switching to YouTube, man. So, you know, and we're going to have School of Hell. We're going to have them on the show. We're going to have them on the show. We got to do that and pay our respect. But I be telling folks all the time, you can look at YouTube and stuff like that, man. And you just got to look at people, you know, what they do. Facebook and all this type of stuff, right? But sometimes, man, you might look at a person who might only get 5 likes on the post, right? And they might have a platform, they might not. But then you look at certain things and you like, damn, obviously this person jerking or doing something. When it comes to the internet, you know what I mean? When it comes to the internet, man, you can reach so many people, the numbers is unlimited. Now, a lot of people be fabricating numbers. We talk about this all the time. I don't really like showing numbers, man, because I used to do that all the time and it came with a lot of hate. You know, I mean, it came with some good stuff, but it came with a lot of hate, too. So I was just like, you know what, shit, I show the numbers to the people that I need to show them to, but I'd rather show the progression, the work, the opportunities, and just the work. You did whatever numbers it is, man. You know what I mean? So I done seen a lot of fabrication out there. I done seen a lot of fabrication out there. But also I done seen this year people who didn't really put their nose to the ground and grind. You know what I mean? I done seen their energy. You know, all of us, I done seen the energy of people seize their planet, come into fruition, man, or in lines to come into fruition. And you got to step back and be like, huh, you feel me? Shit don't add. You know what I mean? Like certain shit, man, if you go off certain stuff, it leads you down the wrong path about a person.
Man, it's crazy, man. It's crazy because, like me, myself, I mean, like, it just feel like to me, like, all the stars is aligned, but we ain't to the moon yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the crazy thing.
Yeah,
you know what
man,
I mean?
There it is. Straight up.
Yeah, man. So I'm like, you know, when I was younger, I was so hungry and moving fast, like you were talking about earlier. I'm trying to move fast, and didn't have that much patience. You know what I'm saying? But now the thing is, for me, just me personally, is I really got so much shit going on. I don't have no I don't have no choice but to be patient. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
now I gotta
sit
back. And it's actually a good thing because now it's not like I ain't gotta worry about counting dollars. You know what I mean? And if the people listening, I still want my money, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And
right,
but other than that, like I ain't gotta worry about and sit about count. Worry about all that. You know what I mean? Now I just got to really focus on the vision and what's happening, because now we just got a lot bigger. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I've been telling people, man, and I've been trying to use, like, my life, and I've always been this way, and it ain't never been so far as a bragging and none of this stuff, because I ain't that type of person, man. I ain't even a flashy person. But the grind, the work, man, the dedication, man, the prayers and all that type of stuff, man, doors will open for you. You know what I mean? And one thing I had to explain to people around here, especially in Muskogee, is, you know, we've been doing Chop on the Radio, you know. Of course, everybody knew about the events and stuff, but we've been doing Chop on the Radio. Chop on the Radio actually started in Wichita, Kansas, you know what I mean? So we've been doing that. So a lot of people
and
here,
I was
you know,
there with
now coming
you.
Along to it. Yeah, right, right. They can go to the show. So a lot of people now, which is a good thing that people here now be asking me certain questions, and I can tell, you know, that they just now started coming on listening to the show, which is a great thing. And a lot of people start understanding why me personally, I can't be doing certain things. And I ain't talking about, like, going places. What I'm talking about is like this. All right. And this ain't like big head or nothing. This is just this is how we got to respect each other. When it comes to, like, say, events, right, I can't pop out to an event. I'm not no superstar. Right, so me doing a walkthrough to your event, it ain't going to probably really do too much for you, you know what I mean? Like, yeah,
right.
I know what my status is. I know that.
Right.
I know I rock with a lot of people. It's my hometown. I rock with people all over the city. But what I'm saying is, all right, if we all in this together, oh, we're not saying this together, but we're all in this, right, in this entertainment scene, it's no need to have me come to your event just to pop up and be a extra ticket. It's more effective for me to come to your event and cover your event doing the things that I do. Right. So when we reach out to each other about this type of stuff, I can't say, hey, Schooler, you know what I mean? I need you to come in, but, man, I'm going to need you to watch the back door, man, and make sure ain't nobody coming in through the back door. You're going to be like, first of all, this conversation has never happened between me and Schooler, but you'll be like,
first of all, you got to
be like,
let me say this on another note. Say, bam, we got a show down here. We putting on a show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, Famo, you know, come through and host it.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. We go over the numbers, da, 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 da. You know what I mean? At that point, yeah, I might be the one sitting in the back, looking through the back. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
because, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's the situation. A lot of people look at shit and say, you know, I'm the boss. I'm the big dog. I don't check tickets. I don't watch no back door. I don't do this and I don't do that. You know what I mean? But you gotta understand. You know what I mean? If you putting your money up, and you're a boss. You know what I mean? Then you gonna make sure, even if you don't do it, even if I'll ask you, man, oh, bam, this is what's going on. We good. You know what I mean? And I got everybody in place to do it. I'ma still check and make sure everybody doing their job, cause I got you down here. Even though you getting some bread, I'm still responsible for your well being and your safety and shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's little things like that people don't really that really look at it when they say, I'm a throw this show, I'm a have this event. You know what I mean? And they don't cover the small things, and the small things would get shit fucked up. You know what I mean?
That's true. Them small things, man. And that's my whole thing, too. And you got to be informative. Meaning that you got to reach out to people and give them enough time to prepare, or they might have to, you know, set schedules. They might have to move some things around, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But you got to also give people that time to prepare. And sometimes how we approach our own people with these things, we can come off kind of as like, oh, man, like you a last-second rebound, or like, hey, I know you doing this. I know you putting your all into doing this, but instead of giving you this opportunity to be a part of what you can do what you love to do, nah, I need you to come over and do that. And I feel like, yeah, that like Scooter said, in that situation he laid out, oh, yeah, that's without a question, without a doubt. You did. But if you don't have that type of bond or that type of connection like that, certain people will take that like, dog, you know what I'm doing. You know I'm trying to be great in what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, if you got an opportunity for me to come in and be great, let me come in and be great. Because when you take that away from me and want me to do something else, it make it feel like, oh, okay, so you think what I'm doing ain't good enough, or you think that what I'm doing ain't going to be hot enough to the people that's showing up. When in fact, what I do, not saying me personally, but what I do at your event, everybody might like. So that's good for them, that's good for me, that's good for you, that's good for everybody. And I feel like sometimes we take that away from people when we don't even know that this person right here could end up being a key element to making the situation do exactly what it's meant to do. And we'll take that key, that situation, that key element out, or we'll try to, I've been saying on this dethroning, because I feel like everybody kings and queens in their own way. So we'll rather dethrone our own people, right? We'll rather dethrone our own people than assist them to sitting on their throne, man. And it's like we all can't eat. Yeah, true enough. But if you know, I'm going to go personal, if you know I do the radio show, and you know I do promoting, I'm a brand ambassador, and I'm a brand influencer as well, right? And we make, you know, when you do these things, you make money from these things, okay? So having me rock your stuff, if we ain't really cool like that, then that means, you know what I mean, I'm just doing it off the muscle, and I'm just trying to support you, and I'm just trying, you know what I mean, show some support or whatever. All right.
Not to cut you off, Famo.
Go ahead.
For everybody that's listening right now, I don't know if they understand or not. I mean, what you do and what you provide, and with your artwork, with everything you got going on, with the people that you fuck with and the people you bring along for the love of what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like that's crazy. I wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do it. Ain't no way in hell I'm gonna waste my time fucking, I just wouldn't do it. You know what I mean? The thing with the school of home show,
I do it, and
it's kind of the same thing. I say I wouldn't do it, but I let me correct myself. I wouldn't do it if I didn't really love what we was doing. You know what I'm saying?
There it is.
Because
there it is.
And then people pay thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of dollars to get on these type of platforms.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all that shit. And what you do, you not only, like, it might be somebody new that just might pop up. You know, bam, 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 I want to get on the show. Or bam, I know how you get down, word, send the music in. Tap in, whatever. Then, bam, so you know they get in. They shine like new money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and people
don't
do that. People don't do that out here in this industry, man. No, people don't do that out here in this industry. You know what I mean? They don't. I mean, I know because I've been in the industry. I know why we ain't rich yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Question to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our talent at all. I'm telling it all.
Yeah.
I mean, we do. South by Southwest is coming up. So our publicist hit us up today and was like, you know, South by Southwest is coming up. You know, y'all really need to be here. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? And it was really cool to me because of who the person is, you know, not only the big dog in Texas, but the big dog in Louisiana, too. You know what I'm saying? So that just and we hadn't talked to them in a while, maybe a couple of years, because, you know, COVID been going on. So South by Southwest been fucked up. And even before that, South by Southwest looked like kind of, it was going down.
Tuned in, too.
Yeah, definitely. So
good.
I was like,
had a shout out everybody.
I'm like,
in
damn. Yeah, so I was like, at the time, I'm like, damn, you know, we hadn't talked to them in a minute. Now they reaching back out to us because they already know how we get down. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, opportunities is there. You know what I mean? All the doors is open. This is how crazy entrepreneurship and business is, if you take a marker and draw a door in front of you, all you got, and you think, all you got to do is say, this is what's on the other side of the door. Just think about it. Use your imagination. Everybody was kids. Everybody got imagination. You draw a door in front of you, and you think about what's on the other side of that door, and that's what you want to get to. It's
right.
There. I promise you it's there.
It's there.
I promise you. I'm still, the drawer still, the damn door still in front of me. And I ain't been, I done walked through that door. Now it's some other doors that I need to go to. But I'm telling you, man,
right.
You have to take action.
And
I got
see,
some, you know,
I showed something today, man,
ahead.
That I don't normally, my bad, I showed something today on social media that I don't normally do, man. And the reason why, like I said, man, I didn't do certain things being a promoter and an artist, but I done did certain things and seen, okay, nah, I don't really want that type of feedback or whatever. You dig? You just got to know what you're doing and how you're doing it. But I show some things that I never really do, right? And that's I showed a couple of payouts, you know what I mean? But I was going to put the $500 payout that came through, but I took it down. I ended up deleting it. And I end up showing the $13
payout. I seen that. What, did somebody made $500 or something?
That's what one of the payouts that came to me. And I posted it, but then I went back through there, and then I did. I deleted it and took it down, but I kept the $13 payout. And the reason why I kept the $13 payout on there is because with me, man, I feel like sometimes we show – and I ain't pointing at nobody, but sometimes the games show all the glitz and glams and the big checks and the big money. And to us coming up, that's what we seen. But we didn't ever see, like, the little bitty bits. You know what I mean? We didn't ever see the twos and fews. We didn't ever see grinding and getting this or being able to be where even if you ain't doing something, you still getting money. You still getting something that's occurring, that's stacking up, that's adding up. Even if you ain't doing it, you still making money. And I remember 50 Cent said this. He said, you know, you really get into the money when, you know what I mean, you can get to the money when you ain't working for it. You did, and of course it ain't 50 Cent money, but I put out the $13 one because I feel the exact same way about that $13 and the time frame on there. I couldn't put the total on there because I ain't letting everybody in my damn business. Get out of my business, y'all. But the time frame on there was, you know what I mean, at 7 o'clock this morning, and how I got it set up, man, I get updates every so many hours. And I tell people, all you got to do is sit down and really research and really study the lane that you in and what you trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's things there as far as in getting payouts, as far as getting monetized, ads, these type of things. See, when you tell people this stuff, this the thing. You ain't got to worry about it. Everybody be like, don't tell people your moves. Shit, why not? Tell people that you can say whatever you want to say. They going to forget. They going to already count you out. They going to think you ain't going to do this shit. Okay, get it out there. Boo, whatever. The thing is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
It don't matter what nobody say, it's what you going to do. And if you sit down and take the time and put in the time to research, learn certain things, learn new things or anything like that and start incorporating that into what you do, then you can't be, especially like in my position, I can't be saying that on the radio and then people be like, well, damn, Pac, I ain't seen you incorporate none of this shit. No, I'm on a ride with y'all. I'm on a ride with y'all to the top with you. So you're going to see me elevating in ways because I'm public when it comes to certain moves and certain things with my career like that. So you're going to see that journey because if it can motivate you, hey, man, then that's what I'm here for. That's probably why I'm still here, why God allowed me to be here today, to show you that, hey, no matter what, you can come back. And it's crazy because that's the thing. People have took falls and have took bumps and sit like that. Man, you can scratch back. You can always scratch back, man. It's just about how bad you want it. What you willing to do to get it? What you willing to do to get it? Is you willing to sit down when you roll up? Is you willing when you roll up? You did. Is you willing to sit down, twist your fat one, sit back, pull you some information up on say social media, how to work social media? Social media, I know, like say Facebook, everybody knows Facebook, but if you ever sit off in some of them groups their Facebook support groups and technical groups, artists can learn some things that can actually help them with their pages on Facebook. But you just got to find the information. You got to sit there and look.
And that's, man, and let me tell you about the situation.
I feel dumb because that's how I found out how to put the podcast on my Facebook page so that every time we do a show that the people that maybe not do that, they can hit that replay easier for them on the Facebook. Is nobody told me that. I got to put that out there. Nobody told me that. Nobody told me where to go looking, man. I sat down doing what I do, scrolling, reading certain shit, came across that, and the shit was easy as a click, a copy and paste, hit another click, confirm, yeah. Done.
And look, people
said,
don't.
Oh, shit.
It's two words. It's two words that I want to let people. I want to say that people might understand it. People might not understand it. I don't know, but it's called due diligence. It don't matter what you do. Anytime you get into something that's successful and you did not have to do your due diligence, it's not going to last. It's a front.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to do your due diligence unless you hit the lottery. You know what I'm saying? You got to, even when you hit the lottery, even when you hit the lottery, you still got to do your due diligence because you already done played.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Unless you're
that's
just a lucky person that just played for the first time for your life and you hit the lottery. Anything you do, any business,
right.
anything you're trying to do, you got to do your due diligence. That's one thing that, you know, I'm impressed. I fuck with you about, you know what I mean? You been doing this. So now you know. If I decide to do what you're doing, I can't do what you're doing and get to the point where you at tomorrow because you already done your due diligence. You already seen the ups and downs. You already know tricks of the trade,
right.
And you still learning tricks of the trade. You know what I mean? People just can't come
right.
in and do what I do because they don't know. You know what I mean? It's things that you have to experience, you know what I'm saying, to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And none of these courses and none of these professionals, they're gonna tell you how they done it. But they're not going to tell you what they ran into, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you know, that's going to cost you some more
right.
money. That's going to cost you some
mm-hmm.
more money.
Mm-hmm.
But they can tell you the basics of it and even give you some good insight on it. You know what I mean? But
a guy got at me and was like, man, y'all ain't even on Spreaker. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? He was like, well, man, on your post, it got Spreaker on there. And I was like, okay, what does that mean, man? Like, what are you trying to say, man?
What?
And he was like, well, how are you getting paid from Spreaker and y'all radio show is on Blog Talk? I told him, I said, man, how do you know what companies we work with? How do you know who tracks us? How do you know anything about our business other than what we show you in the public? He's like, well, nah, man, I'm just saying, like, that's kind of, I said, man, look, check this out. If you know the business, if you know about monetization, if you work with the platforms, if you work with tracking companies and these type of things, then you can understand. Spreaker might own certain tracker companies, or certain tracker companies might work with Spreaker.
Yeah.
I don't got to necessarily be on Spreaker for them. I might be giving up too much. But the key thing is you got to know what the hell you doing in the lane that you doing. You did. I just said,
yeah.
I done came on here several shows and talked to people about being brand ambassadors, talked to people about being brand influencers, talking to people, telling them, hey, man, you can actually do this. You can do this. You can do that. It ain't my damn fault. People thought I was just blowing smoke out their ass. That $13 was for doing nothing, and that was actually in an hour. That was for an hour. That wasn't for a whole day. I ain't got two other ones.
We on air live right now. We on air live right now. And
yeah.
I want to ask you, you know what I'm saying? And we'll chop it up later tonight or
okay.
tomorrow, whatever. But I would like
okay.
to do a deal. I want to do a deal with you. You know what I'm saying? Let's work out a business deal. Not a
okay.
We've been fucking around for a long time deal. You know what I'm saying? Let's work out a business
right, right.
deal. You know what I'm saying? let's do some business.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's make it happen.
Let's count some numbers. Exchange some funds.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's get down to some brand ambassador and stuff, some promotion and stuff, some, you know, all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, my whole thing is
right, straight up.
I don't have to say, what am I getting out of Famo Nation? I am Famo Nation. You know, I'm part of Famo Nation.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That I got to ask.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight
my whole
up.
Thing is,
yeah. You
know, our relationship being GP, I mean, since day one.
Man, since day one. That's how it's supposed to be.
You know what I mean? So now it's like, okay. And I want the whole world to hear this because it's just happening right now in real time. You know what I'm saying? It's just happening right now in real time. You know what I'm saying? So I want everybody to understand that, like, me and family relationship, we, you know, I had been on the show, I was on the show last time, what, like last month, maybe, or a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
You know
right,
I mean?
Right. It's been
so,
a couple weeks.
You know, yeah, so, you know, I ain't came in a minute because
but it's our love.
Got a lot of shit going on.
It's
you know what I mean?
Love.
But I've been, as long as I wake up in the morning and I check you out and I see what you're doing, as long as you stick, like I told you before, as long as you keep doing your thing, I'ma always keep doing my thing. I know you gonna always keep doing yours. I can't fuck with you. You know what I mean? 1,000%. You know what I mean?
Straight up.
And not only that,
and
you
know, pushing the issue,
so
we gotta do.
Yeah, hell yeah. So
yeah,
now,
pushing
now
the
I'm
issue,
like, okay,
so we gotta do, man.
We gotta turn this thing up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Cause
so,
you see, hey, look, Famo, and I got you. I got something in the works for you, man. I'm gonna send out your way. You know what I mean? I gotta do it, man. But you know, we dropped a few of the Famo Nation shirts today out there, man. Did we drop them today? Yeah, today. Put some pictures out there, man.
Yeah,
of the Famo Nation shirts. Yeah, man, we got a lot more of them coming, too. We got some big things coming over here, man, for the nation, man. So, but, you know, I got you. I got something special for you, man. It's only right because you plugged me up, you know what I mean, and that's what it is. And now it's my turn, man, to show that love back, man, and show that respect back like we've been doing. You know what I mean? It's just something we've been doing. So I got something, man, I'm going to do real special for you, man, and shoot it out your way, man. I got you for real. Let's do this. Let's take a real quick break, and when we come back on, let's bring on 5645 with us. You know what I mean? Let's get them on the show. Let's hear from them. And I want to get your thoughts, Famo, on the whole Sha'Carri Richardson and the skater situation. Because I don't know if everybody really know the skater situation. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I want to get your thoughts on what you think about it.
You gonna have to fit me in, family. Let's go. Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. I'm with you. Let's ride. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. We might have lost that caller, but if not, man, when we come back on, we still gonna get into it. You already know how we do it, cause everything is jerking on the max level, baby.
Okay.
Rolling up blunts back to back, nigga. I got my homies and they don't know how to act, nigga. Snort tag, yeah, I'm about to show my ass, nigga. Roll up that gas and we break out that cash, nigga. You know we get it started when we hit the party. Bad bitches twerking, trying to see who go the hardest. I'm in my bag, nigga, about to pop a couple bottles. I'm in the cut, main chick, looking like a model. Take me a drink, then we getting litty. Got some pretty bitches twerking, showing off their titties. Other chicks on the sideline, yeah, they say they kissing by the end of the night. Me and them gonna be missing like,
turn up, nigga, we ain't turning down.
Turn it down.
A lot of bad bitches throwing ass around. A lot of big blunts being passed around. Light like this bitch up, fill them all up for the best. Turn up, nigga, we ain't turning down.
As I gotta smoke up, I brought my niggas from the Grove, so we load up. Red rags with me too when I show up. Haters main mud, but guess what, they don't know us. Plenty smoke, plenty drink, so we getting lit. These little guppies tryna hang with the big fish. My little niggas in the cut, they some misfits. Light this bitch up if a nigga try to trip.
Turn up, nigga, we ain't turning down.
Turn it down.
A lot of bad bitches throwing ass around. A
Turn up, nigga, we ain't turn it down.
Turn it down.
Turn up, nigga, we ain't turn it down.
We ain't turn it down.
Turn up, nigga, we ain't turn it down.
Turn it down.
Turn up, nigga, we ain't turn it down.
Turn it down.
Turn up, nigga, we ain't turn it down.
Turn it down.
Turn up, nigga, we ain't turn it down.
Turn
up, nigga, we ain't turn it down.
Yeah, we turn, ain't nobody tryna start shit. Shorty back it up like she parallel park. Call that thing low, dip out like a city girl. I wanna see you make it clap when I'm in your city, girl. See, I'm the nigga that you want, the nigga that you need. I came equipped with honesty, dick money and weed. Come and talk to me, I wanna know you like some Jodeci. Look inside my eyes while you walk inside the room with me. We turning all the way up, don't you turn down. By the third round, the sun coming up now. Roll another blunt so we can get gassed out. Fuck her so good, baby girl, she done passed out. And we gon' keep going dumb, cause the night young. Damn, having fun, getting drunk, sticking out their tongue. Homies on the floor, hitting that two-step. While these young dudes throwing all the sense of their breath. And I'm in the cut chilling, looking just like a me. And trying to get a good girl to come home with a feeling. So I turn up to the max, like the knob just broke. Do your thing, baby girl, till you can't no more. It's time to really get loose, you throw it and I'ma catch it. I'ma hit you with a stick, like my name Ovation. Time to knock it out the park like a play for the brave. Shorty grinding on me like she be riding away.
Turn up, nigga, we ain't turn it down.
We ain't turn it down.
A lot of bad bitches throwing ass around.
Throwing ass around.
A lot of big blunts being passed around. Light this bitch up till the motherfucker passing out. Turn up, nigga, we ain't turn it down.
Hey, what's up with it, Famo Nation? It's Dallas Chuck T coming live from Triple E, Dallas, Texas. You already know I'm rocking with Chop On It Radio. Yeah, yeah.
Want me to fall, that's what they want, yeah.
I ain't even tripping.
Cause I see who's real, and I see who's fake. You can rap that gangsta shit, but I know you capping your fake. I don't even feel what you saying.
I can't even hear what you saying.
Nigga, you a cartoon.
Nigga,
you just playing. Nigga, video game ass nigga, living in movie land. Fairy tale telling ass nigga, we don't believe that. Nigga, roll up your sleeves. Nigga, we can hit streets with that. Nigga, you talking all this shit. Nigga, watch your damn back. This a freestyle, bitch. Yeah, I'm spitting that dope, that crack. I should be on the billboard while I spit that fucking crack. I mean a hood billboard.
Yeah, highway gang shit, nigga. Highway 3, nigga. You know what it is, nigga.
Yeah.
Drop that motherfucking A, nigga. Hold up.
Hold up.
Yeah. Hold up, bitch. Watch your back, cause niggas hatin'. They be waiting for you to slip. They be lurking. I ain't worried, cause that knife stay on my hip. Highway gang, bitch, we the shit. And if I'm on it, bitch, it's a hit. Ain't no trickin', bitch, I'm winning. If you with it, hit that strip. I be so
solo when I dip, cause they be talking to them folks. And watch your back, these niggas tender, they'll kill you about that hoe. Wood and leather on the dope, bumping diamonds against the wood. I ain't worried about no jack, I wish a motherfucker would. I be hollering 500, that's where I'm from, that's my hood. But I'm good wherever I go, that's understood, cause bitch I'm hood. I ain't worried about no hoe, bitch I'm worried about my bread. We ain't gon' never have no problems, long she hear what the fuck I said, bitch. Hold up.
Big shots out of Dallas to T featuring Highway 3, man. Highway Gang, switch your house, wash your back. And we're getting ready to get y'all on the line, man. Let me get it. Let me get into it, man. All right. Everybody talking about it, you know what I mean? And I just want to touch on it, get y'all thoughts on it, you know what I mean? Sha'Carri Richardson, I know she had put it out there. A lot of people ran with the tweet or whatever about the Kamala. I don't know. I can't pronounce the last woman's name. I ain't even going to try to, man. Y'all got to bear with me. We're going to call her Camellia V or whatever. You dig? I'm going to bring on Schooler Famo. So, you know, she got it was a sample included three substances, right, that was sometimes used to help the heart, and only one of them is banned. Now, the issue that's being brought forth, man, is the difference that of treatment and how it's going on about between Sha'Carri Richardson and what happened with her situation and the doping rules, violations, and bans, and with this woman, Camellia V, and her testing positive for a substance that is banned, and her being able to go ahead and be cleared to go ahead and compete. Have you seen it, Kimbo? Femo, you gotta get caught. I mean, if you haven't, check it out, man. Because a lot of people been running with it, and you know what I mean. I don't know if a lot of people know about the heart medication, these type of things, but I'm interested to see, does that even matter? You know, she tested positive for one of the substances she ain't supposed to have in there. It doesn't matter that it's the heart medicine or not. You know what I mean? Versus on the other end, Sha'Carri Richardson, you know what I mean, who I believe is going to still come back and do some incredible record-setting things if everything is in line for it and it's her time. She's going to still be able to do that. You can't deny that. You know what I'm talking about? But she brought up a good point, and you can look at it either way. But have you caught wind of it yet, FMO?
Nah, I have, man. But I don't think I can say it. I haven't, but the only thing I can really say is, you know, professional athletes, right? You're talking about professional athletes.
Yeah, she's a professional skater.
Right,
she performed,
So my whole thing is, like, because it happens in boxing more, I think, more than anything, even more than basketball. You know, not basketball, but boxing and baseball. But, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? I think, you know, I think they make enough money. They got enough scientists and enough experts at that stuff that they should be able to do whatever it takes to not get violated. You know what I mean? So for the people that violate, I don't know. You know what I mean? I really can't speak on it because I really don't know about it. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm just going to break it down just a little bit of what they say, man. This comes from the New York Times. You know, they say a sample provided by the Russian figure skater to an anti-doping laboratory right before the Beijing Games included three substances that are sometimes used to help the heart, according to a document filed in her arbitration hearing on Sunday. So the skater, right, Camellia V or whatever, was cleared to continue competing in the games by a panel of arbitrators on Monday evening. Even though a drug found in her system, trimetazine is on the list of drugs banned by global anti-doping officials, right? Camellia V, 15, provided the sample in December, but Russian anti-doping officials say they had learned of her positive results only last week. So, but according to documents reviewed by the New York Times and confirmed by someone who took part in the hearing, the Stockholm laboratory that carried out the examination also found evidence of two other substances that can treat the heart but are not on the banned list. So she even listed, we're talking about the skater, even listed them, hypoxin and L-carnitine, on a doping control form. So she listed them on the form. The presence of this in Venice's system may have been a mistake. Russian and Olympic officials have suggested, but the discovery of several substances in the sample of an elite athlete, especially one as young as her, was highly unusual, according to prominent doping judges, right? But they say it's a trifecta of substances, two which are allowed and one that is not allowed. And that's coming from Travis Tiger, the chief executive of the United States Anti-Doping Agency. He said, when told of the discovery, he added that the benefits of such a combination seem to be aimed at increasing endurance, reducing fatigue, and promoting greater efficiency in using oxygen. Early on Tuesday, a member of the International Olympic Committee Executive Board told reporters that her test's positive results may have stemmed from a case of contamination with medication that her grandfather had been taking. And in a testimony provided to an earlier hearing with Russian anti-doping, later the evidence in Sunday's hearing, right, mother said her daughter had been taking hypoxin because of heart variations. Right, let me bring on 5645. Welcome to the show. Who we got?
Dallas Chuck T. What's up with it?
Dallas Chuck T. Femo, what's good with you, man?
What's up, man? What's up, Mister? What's up, schooling? What's up with it, man?
What's going on, man?
Good. Man, I know you didn't call wind of this situation, man. What's your thoughts? And I know you probably didn't see how people running with it. You know what I mean? What's your thoughts?
And she, honestly, man, this is my first time hearing about it. So I'm listening to what you're talking about. But I think, she should be, she should be put out. Just like she should be, they should bash her like they did Shakara. She's using that basically to enhance her performance. So it's basically like she's trying to cheat the system.
Yeah, so my whole thing is, like, I'm listening to it and everything. All I think of is, like, I mean, you got to understand. I mean, you're talking about a high-profile athlete. Now, you do realize that high-profile athletes don't have no choice of what they eat, what they drink, how they exercise, how they sleep. They don't have no concern. That's what they do is what they do is what, you know, their talent is what they do. That's all they do. They eat what they tell them to eat. They sleep how they tell them to sleep. They work out how they tell them to work out.
Right.
You know, but then when you say the Russian government, and then you got the Chinese government, them is communists.
Mm-hmm.
They can do whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. You know what I mean? Just like the Chinese tennis player that, you know, she disappeared, then she popped back up and said something was going on. Then she said nothing wasn't going on after she popped back up. You know what I mean? Like, I mean that's like, you know, that's crazy. You know what I mean? It's not like the girl from LSU testing positive for weed. We can understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
big difference.
The girl was smoking weed. Something had happened in her family. We understand that. But for them to disqualify her from the Olympics, okay, them is the Olympics rules. Ain't nothing, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But when you're talking about, see, because what you never mentioned was the Olympic Committee or the World Games Committee. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about the Russian government and whoever the Chinese people are. They do whatever they want to do. You know what I mean?
Beijing.
I mean, because both of them are communist countries. I mean, so that person, I mean, they can just go cut their head off. and nobody going to get no murder charge because they're going to send the military there. They go take her out of her house, cut her head off, and they can put on TV if they want to because they coming. They do whatever they want to do.
And see, that's why the chief executive of the doping, the United States doping anti-doping agency. That's why he said the benefits of the combination seem to be aimed at increasing endurance, reducing fatigue, and promoting greater efficiency in using oxygen. And for what she does, all that would be able to give her an edge, right?
Yeah, so he want her to get her hair cut off.
Because
he don't want her to compete against the American athlete. They are communists, man. They communists. You know what I mean? They communist countries. It was okay. Think about it like this. If it was an American athlete that tested positive for all this shit, you know what I mean? And you had the American government, you know what I mean? Like, they would be suspended. There would be no.
And I think too, what Shikari trying to say as well is when it happened with her, you know, the old media drugger. He ain't even new media too. A lot of people new media drugger. You know what I mean? I spoke on some things, and you know, I stand on that. But you know, it's same situation. I feel like even if it's heart medication, right? But the thing too is she submitted a form. If she submitted a form and had that in there, and it's heart medication, and they can prove that she was taking it for heart medication, like she had a heart problem, like, you know what I mean, a doctor actually proved that she had a heart situation, then that's different. But
right.
If she ain't had no damn heart situation, and she was taking that, then clearly she was taking that to give herself an edge over the competition. But still yet, it's one of the drugs that's banned. And since she did test positive for one of the drugs that's banned, one of the big arguments is, why did they go ahead and let her compete? And why did they not, you know, step forward and say nothing about it until after she helped the team win? Hers was immediate. They was immediately on her, stripped her from this. She couldn't do this. You know, the media started going crazy, started blowing it up, running it down. It was immediate. With this situation, it ain't really been like that.
So, she from Russia, right? She competing for Russia. She's a Russian athlete?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm asking, she's a Russian athlete?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah,
she's a Russian athlete. Right.
Russian
athlete, which means whatever something the United States had to say about it really don't make no difference, because whatever whatever she's doing had to be approved by the Russian government. If she's representing the country of Russia, it had to be approved by the Russian government. But or they could
they're gonna have to be under the anti-doping. What is it? The anti-doping policies. I want to make sure I get the name right. But the anti-doping agency. You know what I mean? But I'm like you though. You know what I mean? It is over there. I don't know how that happens. You know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure if they already let her do this, what can you do? Strip her of it? But if they already let her perform, I don't know what we can do. But I do see what Shikari trying to say. I see her point. They dragged her down when it was over some trees, you know what I mean? They dragged her down when it was over flower. They discredited her.
Yeah.
She did lose out some contracts. I understand exactly what she's saying. And she is black. This lady here is white, of white skin, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it hasn't been
that
same. And that's what she...
That's the difference. For one, because she is the fastest athlete in the world.
Mm-hmm.
She's the fastest female in the world. But she's in America.
I agree.
You know what I mean? She's in America. And America know, everybody know, America make their own rules as they go. They might wake up and say, this is legal today. And they might wake up and say, this shit is not legal today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in Russia,
she
got suspended. She couldn't compete. Now, with the girl from Russia, and I'm just saying it because, you know, but for real, they only thing they could do to hurt her was
the black girl from LSU. The only thing they can do is stop her from competing. But the other girl, what they can do, they can go right wherever she stay, pull out the house, cut her body up pieces. The government can do that in communist countries. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like way two separate things, you know what I'm saying?
And
the black girl got done
like
way wrong, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I mean, you...
With this woman, you got to also realize that she got that... Her aunt and her entourage includes one of Russia's premier skating coaches. He was a former ice skater himself, and he had a reputation for raising champions, right? And take this out, it included medalists at the past two Winter Olympics, but who also faced questions about, you know, her extreme coaching tactics, right? So now this professor, though, man, Terry, this professor, man, the psychology professor said he couldn't speculate about whether Camilla V was innocent or guilty. It was hard to imagine any 15-year-old taking an illicit substance of their own. You feel me? Like on their own accord. So what he said without saying it in so many words is she 15 years old, right? The coach got a history of strict practices with their players. Maybe that woman had been forcing her to take them type of pills. Gotta remember,
you
15 years
about Russian
old, man.
Athlete. You're talking about a Russian athlete competing in the World Games for the country of Russia.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want to do. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, it's not like America. In America, people do what they want to do. But in Russia, people do what the government wants them to
do. But they asking for Russia to take a time out from the Olympics altogether. That's what they coming out. A lot of them came out and said that they asked
for China
Russia.
Also.
They said it's been too much. Yeah. They said it's been too much, man. It's too obvious. And they said they think it's time for Russia to take a time out from the Olympics. Because,
Russia,
like I said,
China.
My thing, the experts said, those three combinations, that's why I said it. She didn't have no damn heart. It don't matter. She failed a test, okay? That's what I'm standing on. My viewpoint is Sha'Carri failed a test. They drug her down over some flour, over marijuana, over weed, THC in the system, all that good stuff. This girl failed a test because she had a banned substance, not all three, but she had one banned substance in her test. She failed. So she should have been banned, even though it might have say it come out that she really had a heart problem. Okay, you had to clear that, take that up later. But that opportunity of you competing, she shouldn't have been able to get to compete. Why? Because Sha'Carri didn't get to be able to compete either. Her situation, you know, she said her mother passed. And I see how they looking at it. That was an instant, okay, I'm going to go get high, instant, something like that. How they going to try to spin this, I don't know. We going to see. But I stand on that, too. She failed. Her ass should have got banned as well.
Yeah, and that's
if
you
not,
know, like I
if
said.
If not, that shit looks not right.
If that is that, but that's Russia, though. You know what I mean? That's the difference. Now, if it was from, like, because she's from Louisiana. So if it would happen to somebody in Wisconsin, then yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, one athlete, one American athlete, because they did, I mean, we're not talking about professional sports as far as NFL, the MLB, the American sports, American athletes. We're talking about Russian athletes. And the difference is, shit, hell, Colombia lost a soccer game and they went, the dude that, the goalie, that caused that didn't block the shot, they would cut his family's head off. You know what I'm saying? So that's like that's two way, you know what I'm saying? I mean, in this situation, you can definitely find other athletes that has, you know,
being able to perform, being able to be participating in sports, and going through the same thing she had. But she was a high-profile black athlete from Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? And she was probably...
I see exactly what you're saying.
You know, like we feel. You know what I mean? We already at disadvantage from the time we was born. You know what I'm saying? But compare her
I always said,
to
that
a
whole,
athlete,
the whole situation with Sha'Carri, that whole situation with her is just because they wasn't ready for her, the who she is. Like you said, what she looked like, how she carried herself, they wasn't ready for that yet in the Olympics. See, it's in basketball. But think about it. That's the same way without the test, that's the same way they kind of do Clarissa Shields, because they wasn't ready for Clarissa Shields to come into that yet. But with Sha'Carri Richardson, they did. They drug her. Soon as that situation happened, they did. And I feel like with old girl, for them to let her compete, that right there, but this is what, and to go off of what school is saying. We've been alive now this whole time, right? We've seen this shit our whole life. This is life.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I say, too, with us, we have to come together. We got to pull together. We got to do right by each other, even if we can. If we can't, we can't. Damn it, it is what it is. But they're going to always do that. They're going to always try to knock us down. They're going to always try to tear one of ours down. It's going to always happen. It's the battlefield we on, man. And this shit's crazy.
Oh, yeah. And
it's crazy, man.
And the thing about it is, you look at all sports. You know what I'm saying? Like, all sports. Man, there's so many talented black athletes out there that ain't getting the respect that they deserve because of we in America.
Yeah.
Now, in Russia.
Yeah, man.
In China, they don't get the respect they deserve because the government don't allow them to. And if they do get too big, they ask to disappear. And when they do appear, if they ain't dead, then they going to say whatever the government can you imagine that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing dealing with the people and the people that's in charge, you know, on certain levels. But whenever you got the direct government coming telling you what you're going to do and what you're not going to do, and if you do this and this and this and all this, you know what I'm saying? If you the biggest athlete in Russia and they tell you to take this and take that, you're going to take it. Because you don't have no choice. You ain't got no choice.
Nah.
No, you ain't got no choice. Trust me, that girl didn't have no choice but to do what the government allowed her to do.
She failed, and her ass, to be fair, and we all agree with this, though, if she failed, her ass shouldn't have been able to run. And because it's the Olympics, and we're talking about with the Olympics, Sha'Carri was getting ready to do the Olympics. So we still talking about the same platform, the same agency, the same set of rules. You feel me? And they didn't let her run. So since old girl did fail, they shouldn't have let her run, man. But
they
doing
should.
This should put something on the eyes of everybody. That this shit still goes on, they gonna still certain people of us gonna still get treated the wrong. This right here should wake us up because it's crazy that this is how they're gonna play the game. You know what I mean? They gonna always do it like that and always cover for them, but for us, they gonna drag us.
But that shit don't wake nobody up. You know what I'm saying? We should be woke. You know what I mean? We should already know.
Yeah, that's really real.
You know, we should already know. You know what I mean? She knew that. I understand how she felt. You know what I mean? I can't walk in her shoes, but I can understand. You know, I've been away from home. She been away from home. She been the fastest athlete in the world. You know what I'm saying? Then she go back home.
Right.
It's tragic going. It's now she back home with her family. So now she back home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And now they want to come at her sideways because she's a black athlete. You know what I mean? So they trying to still paint the narrative of black athletes and black people.
What'd you say, Dallas?
I know Chicago Rich is I know Chicago from Dallas, right?
Right. Yep.
Yeah, I thought she was from Louisiana.
Nah, she just went to college. Nah, she's from Dallas. She went to Carter High.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like she know. I mean, you know, that's human nature for her. I feel like it was fucked up. Yeah, she should have been able to run. Like, she should have been able to run, man. Like, but the thing about it is, what I thought about her whole situation, I hadn't really been keeping up with it since it happened, was that she is young enough to come back and make some noise. You know what I'm saying? And I think she will.
Yeah, and she going to. I think she will, too. And I think with this situation, but only thing, too, I got to say is we got to be careful when we play this game, man, when it comes to them, because by her being that sprinter, everything she going to do moving forward is going to be under the microscope. You know what I mean? And that's one thing about being in this game. Once you start poking the bear, you got to be prepared for when the bear starts clawing back at you. And when it comes to them, they got enough connections, resources, and finances to where that bear can squeeze you a little bit tighter. So with that being said, I love what she's doing. I love what she's speaking about, because she brought something real to people's eyes, man, that's overlooking this type of shit. But now she got to be protected. She got to be careful. She got to protect her moves, because – I believe she's going to be under the microscope, especially with them Russians. She's going to be under the microscope, and if she slip on anything, it's sad to say this, and I ain't saying this has to be, it's fucked up. If she slip on anything, man, they're going to try to wipe her out, far as in erase her, which, you know what I mean? They're going to try to erase her image to where you don't see her no more. So that's the only thing I say. She just got to protect herself, man. Get some people around her that's going to protect her, because moving forward, she is going to do some amazing things. You can't take that away, that talent away from her. So they know this.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, like, so now the cool part about it, well, I ain't going to say because there ain't nothing cool about it at all, but the only thing I can see the best scenario about it is it happened to her when she was, like, what, 19? I think she's like 19 or 20 or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember exactly how old she was when it happened to Shakari.
Yeah, I think she's like 19 or 20.
Yeah, she's 21 now, so.
She's 20. Yeah. So now she know. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got an opportunity to change the world and be one of the most dominant athletes in the world, like Serena Williams. You know what I'm saying?
She messed around and come and do track like Floyd did boxing. Because remember, they took Floyd, robbed him in the Olympics. He turned out to be what he is. Shakari, from I'll say this, her background, the culture she come from, like I said in the beginning, it didn't really hurt. It hurt her because they took that away from her, but I don't think they really realized what they possibly could have created. And she got the ability to do some things and set some records that might not be beat in a long time.
That is the power of us. They take so much away from us, being taken so much away from us for so long. And when they give us the opportunity to come back, the majority of us, we strive. And she will strive. I got all confidence in her that she will strive.
That
no worries. Not worried about
give
no
me
Russians. The Russians, fuck them Russians. They about to. Nah. Man, there's some crazy shit going on over there in Russia.
That's what I was about to say. It's some crazy shit going on with them.
It's some crazy shit going on over there in Russia. They think it's crazy over here in the United States. Man, over there in Russia, man, they shit. What? You know
now,
what I mean?
Do y'all see
they
this?
Gonna
check
need...
this out. Do y'all see the war coming? Do y'all see that being a war? Because they, you know, a U.S.?
No.
Me too.
No.
I agree. You don't see it?
Never know these days,
no.
Man.
Yeah, I'll say, man, you just never know, man. I don't know. Somebody wake up feeling wrong, didn't get no hitch, they going to say the wrong thing, and it's over with.
Yeah, no, I don't see it. I don't see it because United States can't survive without Russia. Russia can't survive without United States. China can't survive without Russia, and China can't survive without the United States, and vice versa. That would absolutely never happen.
Yeah. Well, you might get that motherfucker to wake up in the morning and be like, you know what?
But it is possible. But it is possible.
And if they do, I'm trying to figure out the financial part about it, because that's what you got to look at when it comes to war. The financial part. Who's standing to come out the top? Who's standing to make the most out of it if they do go to war? Who is it? We ain't gonna be standing out to make the most, huh?
Gonna get the most.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We might.
You see what I'm saying?
We might.
It's,
I don't know.
That's what
I think. China will make the most.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
I think China will make the most, but I don't know.
It's right there. It's right there in the middle of the territories when it comes to, you know what I mean, where they trying to take place at. It's right there basically between, you know what I mean, territories is right there in the middle. So if it go down right now, gas prices and oil prices are already going up and shit too because of what's going on over there. So if the war happens, you got to think of what the effect that we going to feel. Yeah, we going to feel that shit. Like us on the phone, we going to be cussing as hell because we going to feel that shit directly.
But look, the crazy part about it is.
Man, gas going to be ridiculous, man.
Yeah, but
what you say?
Yeah, gas almost about $4 here. How much is gas for y'all at per gallon?
Ooh, man.
We said at like $3.20.
Okay, y'all.
Hold on, man. You know, matter of fact, man, this is the gas station right down the street from the studio. It's like $3 something, yep.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, this is the crazy part.
Like $3 something. But if they go to war, it's gonna make it go high.
If they go to war, them motherfuckers gonna try to bring the war to our ass just as much as we're gonna try to bring the war to their ass, which means American cities is gonna be in danger. That's what I'm talking about. It's gonna be American cities in danger. Trust me. Between China and motherfucking Russia.
Russia ain't no blow-off. Russia ain't no pushover.
Hell no.
Russia ain't no pushover.
Hell no. They got some shit like ATL aliens. They got some shit from over there that'll blow some shit up over here. You know what I'm saying? It'll be American cities.
I don't trust none of them. I don't trust none of them. The ones that they say is our allies and shit, I don't trust none of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I feel like when they get in the shit, get in the thick of it. Right in the thick of it, when they get in the thick of it, I feel like they are allies, but some of them countries, man, be on both sides of the fence. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like some of them be working with the enemy, working with us.
Yeah, they basically.
But America can't survive without them. Man.
Yeah, true.
World trade, man.
True.
I mean, you got to think. So it's like this. If Russia go against war with the United States, then there's no trade there anymore. If China go against the United States, there's no trade anymore. So from clothes, water, shoes, food, we can't get none. They can't get none. Vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So you talking about I've been checking it out a little bit. You know what I mean? But if that was to happen, we don't know who ever be able to survive. Even if none of the bombs and all that shit don't come to our doorstep, if we can't go to, like right now, it's already a shortage on everything. And I'm in the logistics business, so I'm trying to find out where the shortages are so we can get some trucks to take care of some shit. But if it ain't nothing to get, right now, on some real shit, there's more freight as far as transports coming from China and Russia. There's more freight to be hauled than there are trucks. Now, if we get on the other hand where there's more trucks, if we go into war and shit get blocked and there's more trucks than there is freight to haul, we got a problem. That's a fact. Because I'm in the logistics business now. You know what I mean? So I know where the trucks go.
Right.
And I know, you know what I mean? Right. Like they were talking about the truckers coming to do a blockade at the Super Bowl. So my whole thing was, I'm trying to figure out
Before they cut us out, they might cut us out, man. You know how they be doing once we go over, man. I won't get it out. I want to say appreciate both of y'all, man. Appreciate both of y'all coming on the show, Femo. You know how it is, Dallas Chuck T. You already know. We still got some moves, man. I'm going to get you in on too, Dallas Chuck T. We got some things coming. Scooter, Femo, we got to plug in and chop some business. But, hey, man, I appreciate y'all. I'm also, man, working on I'm going to be co-hosting another radio show on a bigger platform as well, man. I know y'all seen certain situations go on, and like I stated then, Femo Nation never had problems with any side on any side of what was going down. You did, and we ended the situation, and that's what I went off of. That's what I thought was happening. So shit was agreed upon at that time. But we're going to take that opportunity, man, and we're going to try to make some shit jerk, man, make some work, man, and hopefully open up some doors for everybody. But, man, I got to say that because they've been cutting us off. They've been mad because we be going over and getting that free time on their ass. But, Scooter, man, appreciate you. Dallas Chuck T, man, appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up, man. Salute,
Chuck
man.
T, man, we
got to
connect, man.
We got to
connect, man.
Yeah, got to plug y'all in.
Connect, man.
You know,
yeah, man,
let's get it straight,
man.
Like that. All right, that's what's up, man.
Appreciate
y'all.
We're going to
make sure y'all plug in.
Yeah, Famo plugs in, for sure.